Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. This is the Bible's clear teaching about the when of the last day. No one knows. Jesus will return like a thief in the night, that is, at an hour that you do not expect. And not the angels in heaven, nor even the Son himself know, but only the Father knows. Now, not many of us are prone to speculation or calculation of when the world will end, but the Scriptures do forbid it, as President Harrison said last week. They also forbid its opposite. When we chuckle and we reassure each other, "Not a chance. We will have many more years after this one. Don't worry. Your next appointment will certainly happen." That isn't watching either. There very well may not be a 2025. That's Jesus' point. The crazy, false, doomsday prophets are closer to the kingdom of God in this. They expect that an end is coming. Now, these two errors illustrate what the oil in the virgin's lamps indicates. Some calculate. They expect an imminent arrival, so they aren't prepared for the long haul. The hour that they predicted comes and goes without a sound. Then their lamps sputter and they are left trying to save face. Others settle in for the long night. They bring blankets and they bring pillows, iPads and snacks, and their Stanley full of coffee, like Black Friday shoppers camped outside the store. And at some point, it's not so much about getting in first to get the deal as it is about a sleepover, all the fun going on outside the doors. They're almost disappointed when finally the attendant comes and unlocks them. Jesus says, "Watch." And all 10 virgins failed to watch. They fell asleep. If the bridegroom had come like a thief, he could have made off with their iPads right then. And so it is for us. We began like virgins, with light and white garments, piously awaiting for and aspiring to a husband, clad also then in proud white confirmation vows. At times we've dedicated, even rededicated ourselves to Christ and to the service of his gospel. But the bridegroom hasn't come yet. He's delayed. And his delay will make his arrival all the more sudden. What would he find if he came right now? What if he came during what I have planned for later this week? On the average day, would he find me waiting and watching? or distracted, or calculating, or hand-wringing, or awake, or asleep at the wheel. Our white robes are stained, and our virginity is suspect. And now the cry comes, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." And our eyes turn to the oil. What is it? Why wouldn't they share a little? Do I have enough oil? How can I get oil? How can I know he won't come when I go out to get the oil? Our eyes are on the oil when they should be watching the bridegroom. He's not only near, the watchmen say, he's arrived. Here he is. Arrived is the Bible's favorite term for the last day, revealing what is most critical about that day. Him, our Lord Jesus Christ. Come out to meet him. Do not be foolish and leave. Those virgins stopped watching. To them, getting in wasn't about him coming, opening the door, leading them in. Their eyes became fixated on their lamps and on the flame and what it would look like. They did not see that the bridegroom himself is enough. That he does not come to test sleeping virgins, but to forgive them. He comes to be their Lord. He loved us all and gave himself up for us to have us, not merely as bridesmaids, but as his bride, washed and cleansed to be his own, spotless, immaculate church. He is here for them, for us, just as he promised, ready to lead us in. The very cry which undoes the five foolish virgins refreshes wise ones. They had fallen asleep, but they had not lost their hope, because he is their hope. They rise and they look not to their lamps, but to their Lord. And when the bridegroom is here, we know this, there is nothing to do but to receive him, to sit at his feet. In the end, it is better to be a crazy, to be watching all night in line, than to be a spectator calculating how long the shelves will hold out, or worse, to be a scoffer, not there at all. Watching is about being where the Lord is, where he is opening his door and where he is welcoming us again and again to his feast. And wise virgins can't get enough of this. Not because Christ isn't enough, but because he is the only one who lasts forever. They live life on the receiving end of all that he does, and thus their flasks are always full. Now the same cry comes to me and to you. Here is the bridegroom. So wipe sleepy eyes once more in repentance. Robes are tattered, lamps may have gone out, but still our Lord says, come. And that cry renews hope. That cry strengthens it and creates faith. It recalls us to why we are here and what really is most important. It is the Lord himself. He comes to forgive sinners. He comes to absolve sleepy disciples. He comes even to raise the dead as if they were only sleeping. His grace is sufficient. It is enough, even for you. His promise is enough. He is enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.